Metro Transit in Madison is asking for input from the public on how they can improve the city's public transit system. They're going to be holding meetings on October 9th, as well as a Twitter chat on October 11th.
Well, that inspired us to do a statewide sort of version of that. We want to hear your thoughts, and you can join in, on how transportation in your community and around the state can be improved. From buses to highways, trains, bikes, you name it. What would make it easier for you to get around in your part of Wisconsin? You can give a call at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or you could post on the Central Time Facebook page. That's Central Time on WPR. Well, to start off the conversation, we have Craig Thompson. He's Executive Director of the Transportation Development Alliance, Association of Wisconsin. Craig, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Well, apart from fixing that bridge in Green Bay, what would be the biggest improvement you could see to our transportation system in Wisconsin?
Well, if you look at, for the most part, our system, it's a lot of it is maintaining what we have, especially at the local level, which comprises, in terms of the roadways, about 90% of the system. It really is just trying to get in better repair of the system we already have. As far as major improvements, a lot of that would come in the form of what's going on in the interstate in southeast Wisconsin, the Zoo Interchange, what we've already done in Marquette, I-94 from the airport to the Chicago line, and then potentially I-3990 here from Madison to Chicago. Those would probably be the areas, in terms of when you talk about roads, that, where the improvements would come in.
Mm-hmm. So with an unlimited budget, which I know we never have, but what kind of changes, I'm going to throw some different things at you, what changes would you make to, say, public transportation?
Well, one of the changes that we are advocating for public transportation actually does have to do with budgets. So we do believe that, like most areas of the country, local communities should have the ability to raise the money themselves. And we think when people have the decision and the money stays locally, they'll interact a lot more and make other decisions. But if that occurred, you know, for example, here in Madison, Madison Metro has studied looking at bus rapid transit, which is a way of having bus routes operate almost more like local trains, but without the hard track. And there'd be stations and that would be at grade where you could get on and off and they go faster. I think some of the things like that would be very interesting and could be helpful.
We're having a little open forum on transportation in Wisconsin. We want to hear what you think in your community. Do you need the roads fixed? Do you want to see more bike lanes, trains, buses, two-lane roads, four-lane roads, you name it? What would make it easier for you to get around Wisconsin? 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email talk@wpr.org. Bikes are big in some of the cities and now smaller communities around the state, too. What kind of opportunities do you see for improving bike conditions in the state?
You know, bikes really are big in Wisconsin, both from us riding them and as a bike industry. So a lot of times when we think about improvements for bikes, we think of bike trails and that, and that's certainly important. There's some great ones in Wisconsin. But a lot of what can happen, too, is there's the federal level, there's what they call complete streets legislation, so that when we are redoing and rebuilding streets, that we do it in a way that accommodates so that we can ride our bikes on there as well and feel safe doing it. So I think a lot of times it's the roads themselves that can be more accommodating to bikes in addition to the trails.
Do we think about pedestrians enough, especially in town-city environments? I know there was an effort some years back to try to get more walkable communities in Wisconsin. I don't know whatever happened to that. Is that a big factor when people are developing their roadways?
You know, I think it is in areas that are more metropolitan, like Milwaukee and Madison. You do need some level of density, I think, for it to factor in, you know, a lot. You know, we are pretty spread out in Wisconsin. We've got a lot of medium-sized cities and a lot of more rural areas. But I think in Madison, Milwaukee, and maybe even Eau Claire, La Crosse, some of those areas, I think it certainly is a factor.
We'll go to the phones now. We have Marina in Pleasant Prairie. Marina, hi. Welcome to the show.
Yes, hello. Good afternoon. Listen, I live in Pleasant Prairie, and I'm used to living in the various cities, the suburbs of various cities, and who had commuter trains. It was wonderful. You could go to the ballparks, to the art institutes, to the operas. Sadly to say, in Wisconsin, that is not true. I don't have the ease of the access to the places that I've mentioned, and it greatly restricts, and just as you were talking about the opera center, the operas having to needing to expand their base, well, a lot of that eliminates people such as myself, schools and things like that, seniors who would be interested and visiting those places, but for lack of, you know, a ready access.
All right, Marina, thanks a lot for calling in and getting us started. Craig, commuter rail in Wisconsin.
Well, you know, there was some talk of light rail here in Madison, and that became pretty controversial back when there was legislation for RTA. But I think that's one of the reasons that Madison Metro is looking at, and the city, I think the mayor is looking at bus rapid transit, because I think it could accomplish really some of those same things, especially here on the Isthmus, that the caller's talking about, without necessarily having all of the costs of fixed rail. That we could, through our corridors, do some pretty innovative things to make some bus routes, you know, operate more like commuter rail.
And, of course, rail has been controversial in Wisconsin, to say the least, not just commuter rail, but intercity rail, with the almost happening federal plan for trains in Wisconsin and then gone. Is that a done deal, never coming back?
Well, you never say never,
I mean,
right?
I'm talking the Milwaukee to Madison connection. Right. Obviously, we have Milwaukee up to the Twin Cities and Chicago.
You know, as far as high-speed rail in Wisconsin, it doesn't appear that it would be on the horizon in the immediate future after, you know, some of the things that have transpired. I think that would be – that's probably a safe bet at this point.
All right. We'll get back to the phones now. We have Barbara in Waupaca. Hi, Barbara.
Hi. I am in favor of looking at – bus or train transportation in rural areas. It seems to me that a healthy rural way of life is as important to our nation's success, you know, going forward, as a healthy urban way of life.
Gotcha. You're cutting in and out there a little, Barbara, but I think point taken. And also Ezra on Facebook writes, I wish public transportation were more accessible, especially in rural areas. How is it's got to be hard. There's not that density to get a public transit system in there.
Yeah, you know, in a lot of the rural areas, we do more shared ride taxi and some of those. And I certainly don't want to belittle the concerns of the caller and others, because I think they're very legitimate. But I know in this we're trying to talk about what we could do. But when we do overlay the funding situation we have, and you have to prioritize, it is just tough, because in the rural areas, just trying to maintain the roadways that we have, we're falling behind. We're not able to do it. And for what we have been doing, we're getting further and further into debt, because we've been borrowing to do it rather than coming up with the money. So, you know, it gets to be balancing priorities. And I fully understand it. It's just, it gets tough, you know, with when we have trouble paying for the system that we currently have.
Thanks a lot for the call. We've got John in Hudson now. Hi, John.
Well, I agree with the last call, and I think that Mr. Thompson is absolutely incorrect. We need to have more mass transit, because millennials are not buying cars. And we do need to make sure that we have funding to fix up our roads, but we do not need to be expanding roads. Individuals with disabilities have no way of getting from city to city right now. There is no bus service from Wausau to Madison. You know, and rail is the way to go. We should have done this, the rail from Milwaukee to Minneapolis, but we didn't want to do that because everybody saw that it's Milwaukee to Madison.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call, John. He says, let's key in that first point. Millennials are less interested in cars. Obviously, a lot of them are still driving cars, but do you see that as a trend?
Well, you know, that's been a real interesting topic lately. First of all, I do want to say that I'm certainly not advocating against mass transit.
Right.
That's not what I was trying to say. There has been a lot of talk about whether we are, the millennials and others, are sort of eschewing cars. And I think it's a little early to tell. It appears that there might be something to that. Vehicle miles traveled has flattened and declined even a bit. Now, that does tend to happen during recession, mm-hmm. which we had. But there does seem to be something more than that there. So it is a little bit hard to tell how much of that is from the recession and how much of that's going to be a hard trend moving forward. But we also have to look at, even when statewide, you know, you could look at VMT or vehicle miles traveled numbers, but then you also have to look specifically along different corridors where you're talking, whether there's going to be increased traffic along those areas as well.
All right. Well, before we're done, you mentioned at the outset, keeping those roads going is part of the big issue facing the state, obviously bridges too. What's the next big challenge as far as keeping that infrastructure up?
Well, I think it really is, again, for the vast majority of our system, finding the funding to just maintain, not expand, but maintain the level that we have with our local roads and our bridges and the state highways. I think it's finding a sustainable source to be able to just keep that in good repair.
All right, Craig, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
You can continue the conversation on the Central Time Facebook page. Hey, you're obviously interested in transportation issues. We'll have more conversations like this one coming up on future shows.